For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Jacob Daniel here. This is going to be an interesting episode. I don't have a script. I don't have anything planned here. But I don't even know what the title is going to be. I don't know how much I want to give away here. So if you've been following this show, you know that there's been a few transitions over the past year. You know that I started a new job back at the beginning of last year, and you know that the podcast transitioned a little bit, that I started a new podcast in November of last year with the Libertarian Christian Institute, the Biblical Anarchy podcast, and that my plan for the Daniel 3 podcast was to turn it into more of a sort of universal kind of grab bag kind of show, you know, a live stream, try to get guests on, things like that. But what I failed to realize at the time was that that wasn't going to be possible. That I only have so much time, and if you follow me on Twitter, you know I was in a car accident a few weeks ago, and you know, I've definitely been burning the candle on both ends, so to speak. And you know, I'm a father, I have 4 children, I have a full-time job, and then I try to do podcasting, and I also try to do as much as I can in terms of my work within the Libertarian Party as the chair of my county, as a state organizer for the Mises Caucus, and member of the Libertarian Party, both state and national. And I really love the work I'm doing with the Libertarian Christian Institute. And if you haven't gone and checked over the new podcast yet, or checked out the new Christians for Liberty Network, you really should. But I've realized that the Daniel 3 podcast, you know, needs to transition. And by transition, you know, that's still, I'm still couching it. It needs to come to its conclusion. I think that the Daniel 3 podcast was a journey that I went through. And I think if you go back, and I mean, this is a lot of content to watch, but if you were to go back, or if you have been watching since the beginning and you watch from like episode 1 onward, you see at the beginning, I was, you know, I think like the first 20 to 30 episodes were me trying to go on the journey of piecing together the intersection of my Christian faith and my anarchist politics and trying to figure out the right way that those two went together. And I did that through conversations with people. I did that through exploring different topics and, you know, whether, and I did that by talking to a variety of different people. I talked to Christians, I talked to atheists, I talked to libertarians, I talked to a lot of people on different perspectives, and, you know, kind of went through the process of putting my ideas out there to be challenged, to be fortified, to be sharpened, to, you know, sort of be pruned. And, you know, I think that I will always appreciate that experience because it helped me to get to where I am today and get to the point where I feel quite confident making that case for Christian libertarianism and biblical anarchy. And I met new people through that experience, got to talk with people I never talked to before. But I'm at a different point in my life right now. And, you know, I don't have the time to just engage in those kind of conversations anymore. And the need to do so has also expired. And the, as far as I wanted to just kind of focus on content that was strictly political or LP centric, well, my work with the Mises Caucus and the podcast that we produce here in the state of Pennsylvania really provides a better outlet for me to do that with, and to do that with a team of other people rather than continue working by myself. And I think that is part of what started to change in terms of the Daniel 3 podcast in its later time, was I started to realize that although at the beginning it was fun to kind of be a free agent and kind of fun to just be going into these conversations by myself and to be producing this podcast by myself, that I had reached a point where, you know, I think you reach a point in anything in life where if you isolate yourself and you are just an island, you are limiting your growth and you're limiting the extent to which the experience can be a positive one. And, you know, I think I've hit that point with this podcast. I don't have a direction to take it to, and I don't know what kind of content to create for it anymore, because I think it's served its purpose. I think that I went on a journey, and I think all of you went on a journey with me in terms of trying to fully reconcile faith with politics, and also, you know, sort of through my journey, kind of, you know, talking with people within the Libertarian Party and the Mises Caucus and exploring some of the controversies and exploring some of the complicated philosophical questions that came about through the takeover experience and Reno and all that. And, you know, I was able to have conversations with left anarchists, with progressives and people who were on the left. And I had conversations with, you know, my atheist friends who share my politics, but we disagree, you know, very heavily on matters of faith and religion. And I had controversial people on because I wanted to explore my ability to talk with people like that. You know, one of the episodes that sticks out in my mind is the episode I did with Stefan Molyneux, which, you know, definitely a very controversial figure within the Liberty movement, someone who historically was beloved and then sort of went a, you know, kind of a MAGA route, kind of a far right route, became a little bit more, you know, pro police and pro borders, and still tried to cling to the title of anarchist, but also at the same time became more friendly towards Christians. And so, you know, there's a lot in that conversation that I wish, you know, going back, that I had done a little bit better, but at the same time it encapsulated what my approach has always been, which is focusing on the agreements I have with people more so than the disagreements I have with people. And I won't say I've always done that perfectly, but that's who I am as a person. That's sort of what my brand, if I have a brand, that's what my brand is. I'm a bridge builder. I'm not a gatekeeper. I'm not very good as a gatekeeper. Maybe there is a need for gatekeeping in our movement, and I think we have gatekeepers who do a good job of that. And that's just not my, you know, in the division of labor of different tasks that need done, gatekeeping just really isn't my thing. I'm always going to be the person to give someone more chances than anyone else probably will, but hoping that perhaps giving someone those chances in that time and
and thoughtful good faith dialogue might be what spurs them to change, whether that's now or I'm just planting seeds for down the road. So yeah, I think as far as I want to continue to talk about political content, because the Libertarian Christian Institute, although we can talk about politics, it's a different, as a 501, you know, I always get this backwards. 501, is it 501c3 or 501 3C? Pretty sure it's C3. But I don't know why. Dyslexia or so, not really dyslexia, but it's just like in my mind, it's just, I can't ever commit to remembering the order. I'm pretty sure it's 501c3, but I'm probably wrong. But anyway, because of their nonprofit status, they can't make political endorsements if they have candidates on, or if they have people on from the Libertarian Party. They can't do sorts of things that I still feel compelled to do as an individual, but you know, it's good to have some kind of, you know, dividing lines, so to speak. That's the other thing, that the Daniel 3 podcast just became, I think, muddied in its later episodes, because I started to lose focus as to what the direction the show wanted to be, and I was like, all right, well, am I going to be a Christian libertarian podcast, or am I going to be a regular libertarian podcast? Am I going to be an LP podcast? And I, you know, week to week, you didn't know what you were going to get. And I guess maybe there's something that some of you enjoyed about that. And, you know, I still want to do that kind of content, but I think that the division between the Biblical Anarchy podcast and then the work I will continue to do with the Take Human Action podcast with the Pennsylvania Mises Caucus will still, like, I'll still be doing a lot of the same content that I used to do on the Daniel 3 podcast. It's just going to be in different homes and with different people. And with the Mises Caucus podcast, got a team of people that I can work with, so I don't feel like I have to, you know, I'm already working to produce a podcast every week for LCI, and I don't, with the Mises Caucus podcast, I can still tune in and do topics that I want to do, but without feeling the overwhelming urgency to produce weekly content.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Content. I have a group of people who are also hosts who can help do that. And so my role in there is going to be more as a, you know, kind of a pseudo producer, or I guess, so to speak, because I'll be working on the back end to just make sure things run smoothly, booking guests, uploading to the audio podcast. And so that brings me to an important, you know, so as the Daniel 3 podcast retires, and this is going to be the final episode of that, I also need to take time to sort of break down what changes are going to happen, because I have the YouTube channel and I have the audio podcast feed, and the ultimate destinations of these two things are different. The YouTube channel is actually going to be transitioned to just the LCI podcast, the Biblical Anarchy podcast. We created a new channel for that, but growing a YouTube channel is really hard. And so rather than continuing to start over from scratch, growing a second YouTube channel for Christian libertarianism, this YouTube channel, if that's what you're watching it on, is going to transition into the Biblical Anarchy podcast and have those episodes be uploaded to it. This channel, however, will still serve as a sort of library of sorts for a lot of the old content of the Daniel 3 podcast. So some of it I've taken down, and you might have even noticed this already. Some of the content I've taken down, and there's two reasons for that. One reason is that I've had a couple strikes over the past couple months, over past episodes. And so I kind of went back through, and because it's like, once an episode's been up long enough, and it's also available on the audio end, I just think keeping it up any longer is just, you know, high risk, low reward. So some of those episodes have been taken down just because they touched on topics that are more likely to get me further strikes than they are to serve any benefit. Now that we've passed, you know, enough time has elapsed between those episodes, and some of the episodes I've taken down because I'm going to sort of like remaster them and edit them and perhaps re-release them later on the Biblical Anarchy podcast. Or there are topics that I wish to do a better job of covering now that I've learned more and grown more, and I want to, you know, sort of like take that down and do a just a complete new episode on that topic for the Biblical Anarchy podcast. But I'd say about, you know, this is, I think, technically episode 93. And, you know, I contemplated, like, maybe I should go to episode 100 and end it there. But it's just, I don't know. That's, to me, that felt like it'd be a little bit vain. I was like, I don't want to drag this out. And I want to fully transition to the next phase of my podcasting career. And there's just no need. Like, I was like, what am I going to do 7 episodes on? Like, it's just, I thought about doing, like, a tour sort of like with like old guests and stuff, having a bunch of old guests back on like one episode at a time. But even then, I was like, I don't even know what we'll talk about. Like, we could just talk, I guess, for an hour and a half. But it anyway, I ultimately decided against it. So I believe that this is episode 93 or 94, something like that. So that'll be the last episode. And of the 93, 94 episodes that exist, you know, over half are still going to be up, or about half are going to still be up for you to see. Now, all of the content, by the way, I'll have to double check this, but all of the content I've ever produced on the Daniel 3 podcast should still be available on Odyssey, and that will probably never change. So that the Odyssey channel, I'm not going to go and make any changes to that, I don't think. So that will remain what it is, and kind of serve as an archive where you can go back and watch some of those older episodes. And this channel will have some of that stuff there. You know, the YouTube channel will have some of that stuff there, but some of it will be taken down for those various reasons that I stated. For the audio feed, for you, for the audio listeners, the audio feed is going to be a completely different thing, because I already have an audio feed set up for the LCI podcast, and that one has already grown pretty substantially. And if you're watching this and you have listening to this, if you're an audio listener and you haven't gone to that yet, you know, just search Biblical Anarchy Podcast, or I can put a link in the description to that, you know, like Apple and Spotify and all that, where you can go and, you know, subscribe to that feed if you haven't yet, which would be greatly appreciated. But the current Daniel 3 RSS feed is actually going to be repurposed and transitioned to the Mises Caucus Take Human Action podcast for the Pennsylvania Mises Caucus. So I would encourage you to stay subscribed to this feed, because I will still be making episodes on this feed. It's just the title of the show and the content will change. It won't be me every week. I will probably be on between once and twice a month going forward. I won't be on every week, but there will be weekly episodes. The upside is that those who have been subscribed to this feed on the audio side, you're going to be getting more content. And there's weekly episodes interviewing either candidates or members of the party or members of the movement on various topics. And I think that you will enjoy that kind of content. And so you're going to get more content out of the deal and a little bit less of me. And you know what? That might be for the best, because I don't think listening to me, you know, weekly on one podcast and then weekly on another podcast is necessary. I think sometimes a little, you know, it can just be a little bit too much. A lot of the people have their time and to be in the spotlight behind the mic and give their contributions. And my role is going to be, like I said, a little bit half co-host, half producer of a sort. And so, yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say. It's just, you know, that, I mean, one, I want to say thank you to everyone who has followed me, who has subscribed, whether you're a longtime listener, whether you're, you know, listening, you know, someone who has subscribed, you know, more recently or whatnot. I appreciate it. It has been an incredible journey and an incredible experience doing this. It's been amazing for my personal growth. And I really hope that, you know, you continue to follow what I'm doing. both at LCI and with the Mises Caucus. And, you know, if you haven't already, you know, subscribe to those things, definitely do so. You know, I wasn't always good at pushing that stuff because it just, I don't know, I'm not someone who likes to self-promote. But, you know, there is a, you know, if you're subscribing, liking videos, leaving reviews, you know, those kind of things help the algorithm, which help, you know, get these videos and these ideas out in front of more people. So if you haven't done that stuff yet, please do. It's greatly appreciated. But those of you, you know, who've been with me a while, you know, I want to speak especially to you right now that, you know, I've done my best to respond to comments, whether they were on the live streams or whether they were, you know, made in the comment section later. You know, people have sent me emails. People have talked to me over Twitter and Facebook, private messages and stuff like that. And I've done my best to respond to all of them or most of them. But I just want to, again, from the bottom of my heart, you know, just extend a heartfelt thank you to those of you who have been watching for a long time, because you've been encouraging, you've been gracious with me, you've, you know, watched me go through many different things, the birth of a couple of my children and the different ups and downs that my life has gone through, like with the sickness of my dad and a career change and struggles in the LP and controversies that I've been involved with. You know, and by no means am I, you know, huge in terms of my following, but I've, you know, there's something cool about the little, you know, semi-sizable following that I have grown of people, and I've enjoyed every one of my interactions with you, and I hope that we continue to interact in the different forms that I will still be producing content in. And the Daniel 3 podcast is always going to hold, of course, a special place in my heart. It was my first solo podcast. A lot of my ideas were fleshed out live for everyone to watch through these episodes, and the, you know, the quality in the older episodes is a little bit, you know, audio-wise and my speaking ability and my direction and whatnot, now it can be a little bit cringe to go back and watch, just for me personally. But from then till now, it's been a positive journey. I don't have any regret, you know, I don't have regrets for any of the episodes I did, any of the conversations I had, and I will always think back of, you know, everything about this was something unique that was just, it was a blast doing. It was a blast being able to get on and talk with people about these ideas. I've always been someone who has enjoyed that. I've always been someone who enjoyed a little bit of debate and a little bit of conversation to explore ideas more thoroughly, more like, you know, through that sort of like critical process of like unpacking ideas and trying to get to the bottom of them and let ideas challenge other ideas. That's something I love to do, and I hope I continue to still have avenues for doing that. But, you know, change is one of the ever constant things in life, and I thought that I could continue the Daniel 3 podcast, but I've realized that it's time to recognize that the doors that God has opened for me and to walk through them, and to recognize the other doors that God is telling me need to be closed, and I'm standing halfway in between, and I just need to firmly walk through the door. So, you know, that's where I'm at. Again, I hope you continue to follow me on the new podcast. I hope you will continue to stay subscribed on the audio side to the, you know, when this transitions to the Mises Caucus podcast and the content there. And I hope I continue to talk with you and interact with you on both of those channels. So, for the very last time, remember, don't fear the fire.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.